This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit and how it affects our ability to walk in divine health. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for your word. I thank you for teaching us from your word. And I praise you and thank you and worship you, Lord, for your word. From your word, we learn what we can do, who we are, and how to do it. And I give you all the praise and glory as you send your word for today. Teach us all more about your mighty Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now then, I've come to realize that without the Holy Spirit, you can do nothing. With Him, nothing's impossible. I've experienced that in my walk with God. Before I received the infilling baptismal power of the Holy Spirit as a Southern Baptist, I never saw God do anything. I mean, I didn't do anything. I was a Sunday school teacher, a deacon, but as far as learning how to pray, seeing God do miracles or healings, I didn't do that. I didn't have it. I didn't have the power. But now I realize it was the same thing with Jesus. Jesus, until he was 30 years old, he didn't have it either. I mean, Jesus didn't do any miracles. I mean, he didn't do anything. He was a normal man, just like I was. And he walked and did the same kind of things I did. He was a carpenter. He studied the word, just like I did. But he didn't do anything, didn't have any power. But then in Acts 10:38, it tells us what happened that changed that. So let's go and read a few of these scriptures and let's see what happened here. In Acts 10:38, it says, how God, you notice the Father, God, anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. In other words, when the Holy Ghost came, he got the Holy Ghost and power. And he says, and then he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, you notice that once he was filled with the Holy Ghost and that power, he went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. Jesus didn't do that until he got the Holy Spirit. Well, let me tell you, you won't do it either until you get the Holy Spirit. And if you don't believe in this Holy Spirit and receive him and get it, you won't ever walk in this kind of power with God. Now, Luke chapter 3, verse 21 gives us a little picture of how all this happened. It said, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily form. This is when they saw him. And that's why whenever we use these symbols, we use the symbol of a dove. And we have a dove that we actually send. And the dove does the flying around. We see the white dove. But it doesn't say that the Holy Spirit was a white dove. It said the Holy Spirit was the Holy Spirit. But it said the Holy Spirit descended like a dove. He was not a dove. But the Holy Spirit descended like a dove. And as the Holy Spirit descended, he came down from heaven. And it says, and the heavens were opened. And says, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily shape, something you could see like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, which said, thou art my beloved son, in thee I am well pleased. Now that bodily form, we have a body. So obviously the Holy Spirit was shaped something like a body, like Jesus, pretty close. And as he came down, he just went right in to Jesus, and it looked like a spirit being or something that you could see, but it was the Holy Spirit. It was not a dove. But he was descending slowly and gently where everybody could see him, and he went right inside of Jesus. And then Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost, and then the Father spoke And he said, then this is my beloved son, in thee I am well pleased. And Jesus himself, he was about 30 years of age at that time, and he was one about doing good things. Now in Luke chapter 4, verse 1, after this happened, it says, now Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. Well, when the Holy Ghost came upon him, he was full of the Holy Ghost. Now, you and I need to be full of the Holy Ghost every day of our life. And I have since learned that as you use that power up, we need to ask for a refilling. It's kind of like gasoline. It's kind of like the power you put in your gas tank. Your car, without that power of that gasoline, it don't run. You got a car, but you don't have any power in that car. When you put gasoline in that tank and that gasoline goes into those cylinders and it ignites them, it produces a tremendous fireball of explosion, which pushes that piston down, which makes that car run. Most people have no clue what's going on under the hood of their car in that engine. But I do. And because I went to engineering school, I know how those things work. And that develops power, and that power drives the drive shaft, and it will make that car go. Now, the more horsepower you have, the greater load you can pull and everything else. Well, the Holy Ghost, he is your power source. And without that power source of the Holy Ghost, you will be able to do very little. And if you have just a little of it, you can do a little bit. But if you have a little bit more, you can do more. And if you got all of it and you're full of the Holy Ghost, then there will be no limitations to what God can do through you. But Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost, you want to remember that. You want to be full. Ask him every day, Father, in Jesus' name, fill me again today with the Holy Ghost. Lord, right now, I want to be full to the top. I don't want to be half full or two-thirds full. I want to be full of the power of the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, and he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now, that's exactly what you and I are supposed to be done. That's what's supposed to be done to you and me today as children of God, children that know Jesus, that are filled and full of the Holy Spirit. We are to allow the Spirit of God to lead us and to control us and speak to us and teach us. And he's to be in control of our life and not the flesh. If the flesh is in control, and the way you're going to determine who's going to be in control is who you feed the most. If you feed the world the most, if you watch a lot of television and a lot of secular magazines and radio and newspapers and all that kind of stuff, you're going to have a whole lot more of the world in you than you do the Word of God, which is spiritual food. And so you will be led by the flesh, the carnal flesh. You will not be led by the Spirit. But if you feed yourself the Word of God, as you feed the Word of God, then you'll be full of the Word of God, and your spirit man will be in control, and the Spirit will lead you just like it did Jesus, instead of your body leading you, or the world, your carnal body leading you. So then, to show you what happens when you're led by the Spirit, he led him into the wilderness, and it said he was 40 days tempted of the devil. Now, Jesus was put into the desert, into the wilderness, to be tempted by the enemy. The Father sent his own Son into the wilderness to be tempted by this beast, the devil, every day, 40 days and nights he was going to be tempted. And he said, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterwards hungered. In other words, Jesus fasted and prayed for 40 days. I have not done that yet. I have to say, the longest period of time I've ever fasted was 18 and a half days. And of course, I worked those 18 and a half days too. That's what made it so difficult. It's virtually difficult, impossible. I'm not going to say it's impossible. I know I could do it. But if I could just lock myself up with God, take his word, and just take a lot of water, just all I need is water, no food whatsoever, and just eat nothing but a drink water, and fast and pray and stay in God's word for even 21 days. If I, when I fasted for 18 and a half days, I was still working every day. I was heavily involved in the ministry, and I just finally just couldn't do it anymore. It was difficult to try to work every day and not eat a bite of food for 18 and a half days. Well, I did it, but I couldn't have made it more than two or three or four more days, I don't think, working like I was. And the Lord even spoke to me out of that and told me that I was trying to go above my master, Jesus, and I was to stop it, and my fast was over that day. And so once he told me to stop fasting, I stopped fasting. But I only made it 18 and a half days. But Jesus went 40 days, and I'm going to show you what happened when he went in and prayed and fasted 40 days. But let's see, he was also tempted of the devil during those 40 days. When you go on a fast, you will be tested of the devil. No two ways about it. But Jesus, being 40 days, tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. And they were ended. He was hungry. And the devil said unto him, look at how the devil always asks a question. Here's this big word that I consider the biggest word in the Bible. And the devil said unto him, if. Now, he's trying to put doubt even in Jesus' mind and heart. He'll do this. This is one of the devil's biggest words. He says, if you be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. He knew Jesus was hungry. He knew he hadn't had anything to eat. But he said, if you're the Son of God, if you are, you can do that. Because with God, nothing's impossible. But the Lord was having to live as a man. And Jesus answered him saying, it is written. Now, this is something you want to remember. It is written. If you ever want to get any great things done, you're going to have to remember it is written. And then you're going to have to remember what is written and where to find it. Book, chapter, and verse. And the more of those you hide in your heart, the better off you are. It says, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Now, this is what we have to do. Every word of God. That means don't just hide a few of the words in your heart. Hide many of them in your heart. And this is the way you'll be able to overcome the forces of darkness when he comes. And then it says, and the devil didn't quit there. The devil took him up into a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. How does he do that? I don't know, but he's a supernatural beast. He's a spirit being. He can do things that'll certainly deceive you and I. And the devil said unto Jesus, all this power will I give to you and the glory of them, for that it is delivered unto me and to whomsoever I will give it. A lot of people don't believe the devil's telling the truth right there. But I believe he's telling the truth. I believe that the kingdoms of this world became his when he deceived man in the Garden of Eden. And I believe for 4,000 years they belonged to him. And I believe they still belong to him if you're not a Christian. If you're a Christian, then you step out of the devil's world, you're delivered out of his world, translated into the kingdom of God, and now everything that God has, everything on this earth becomes yours by faith. You can walk in it by faith. But here, this had not happened yet. Jesus had not been glorified. He had not been killed. He had not been raised from the dead. So all the kingdoms of the world at this point belong to the devil.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.